Hello all, thanks for joining us. We were thinking, knowing that the world is dealing with some unprecedented situations, let us share a few words from the great Bobby McFerrin. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life, we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Welcome to Growing Up Rock. Now, crank it up.
All right, Grown Up Rock listeners, to those of you that are sequestered in your homes, which is just about everyone, we are coming to you with a absolute fun episode. This is actually take two, so we'll give you a little sneak peek behind the scenes look. We recorded this episode a couple of days ago, and the audio wasn't up to standards. We didn't like it. We didn't want to release it that way, so we are doing this show completely new over again with all new questions. What do I mean by questions? Well, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sunny Hollywood Pooney, to explain to you folks exactly what we're doing on this episode. So check it out. What's going on there, Hollywood?
Oh, I am socially distancing myself. I do that from you anyway, but now I have to do it on purpose because my governor said so. So what happened in California is, we were supposed to be shelter at home the last few days, and then the governor came over the top and said, well, every county's not taking care of itself, so now he put a mandatory shelter at home, and now the big cities are talking about pseudo-martial law starting Monday, so who knows what the hell happens here. But basically, we recorded a couple of days ago, and honestly, it was 100% Stevens and my fault that the sound wasn't good, because I got a bad ear, so I was like, well, I'll just deal with it, because I always deal with what I hear. And Steven thought he could fix it, and it wasn't fixable, so it was totally our fault.
No, actually, I did it on purpose, because I wanted to do the show again, because I like you guys so much.
By the way, that's Courtney Cronin Dold.
Oh, what? Sorry.
That's okay. We're keeping that exactly like it is. I affectionately call her CCD. See, she knows she's here the second time, so she thinks you guys all know she's already been introduced. So how you doing, Courtney?
Sorry. That's awesome. A little ahead now. I'll try not to jump ahead because I already kind of know some of what's happening, except the game. The questions are all legit. That is the only thing that is different from last time, maybe, that we talked about. But anyway, hi everybody. Hi, Steven.
Hey, Courtney, what's going on there?
You know, the same old thing, just staying in. I'm in California also, so just, you know, I'm outside four or five times a day to take my dog out, but that's about it. But we really don't go anywhere anyway, so this all just feels normal to me.
I like to sneak up behind old ladies in the grocery store and act like I got toilet paper.
That's a good idea.
So I went to the grocery store with my wife this morning, and there was a line to get into the grocery store. This was before they opened. So, you know, I walked in, no big deal. We're just actually picking up a couple things here and there. We're not panicking, no kind of craziness. And I go to reach around this lady who parks her cart near the salad aisle. So I just went around her to grab a bag of salad. And she goes, "Hey, mister, I'm just letting you know right now. I've already told people, if you get my way, I'm going to hit you with my cart."
Oh, come on, lady.
Totally did that. I was totally calm about it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be totally civil here because you're out of your mind. And I said, if you hit me with your cart, I'm going to basically take that as an act of aggression. And I told her, I said, that's probably not going to work out well for you. And I smiled and I walked away.
I would have just started uncontrollably coughing without my hand over my mouth. And just start like sneezing on her produce and be like, "Sorry, I'm not feeling well. I just got back from Italy. Sorry about your turnips."
That would have been awesome. She's holding a cucumber you sneeze on. Are you gonna buy that? Can I buy that now?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll just take this.
There's all kinds. There are people that are losing their minds and people that are just like, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Obviously, nobody's ever been through something like this. So it's somewhat of a movie, but, you know.
It is surreal. I'm of the school of like saying hi to everybody I see and see how they're doing. And I live by the beach, not trying to brag.
Wait a second. Courtney doesn't want to brag. She lives by the beach and Hollywood lives in a shack behind his drug dealer's house. Oh, wait. It's not Hollywood that lives there. Never mind.
Well, we do. We live a block from the beach. So I'm always walking my dog at the beach. And since this has happened, the beach, there's like a strand like on the water, like along the sand. And then up top, you know, because there's a hill at our beach. So on the top sidewalk is where everybody walks their dogs. And it's been packed. And I'm friendly. Like I talk to people and I can't tell you how many people still like put their head down and don't want to talk to you or say hi back. Because like, I'm from Massachusetts originally, and when I go back there and I stay at my parents' place in the summer, even if I'm on my morning walk, everybody says, "Hi, how you doing? How you doing? Have a good day. How are you?" And then here, I walk by so many people, and nobody says hi, and it's really weird. I don't know why Californians do that, but I'm noticing that's changing a little bit. Like, more people are saying hi to each other is what I was trying to say, but, you know, there's still that handful of people who are just like every man for himself. Every toilet paper, face mask, and Purell to themselves instead of sharing and trying to help other people, because we're all in this together. You know, everybody, no one wants to get sick and we're all at risk. So get over yourself.
What's really interesting is I look at this as almost like a really interesting social experiment, because when we go to the park, like we went to the park early in the morning and we've been doing that just to get out and away from the house and to walk and get some exercise. And normally when we do that, people are friendly and everything and it's all well and good. But what I've noticed these past couple of days when we do it is every person we pass literally smiles and says hello. Like they're really happy to have that human interaction. You know what I mean?
But aren't people kind of like that sort of anyway in Atlanta? Because I know I lived there twice, two summers in a row for jobs, and I just loved the people. I'm like, people here are way friendlier than in Los Angeles. It's just like astounding. But you do kind of notice like more eye contact, people like checking in with each other. Like, how are you? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, you know? Totally. I mean, people are nice. That's not what I'm really saying, but
I know. It's just like, it's like amped up. Like
Completely. It's definitely like, usually I don't say two words because I got headphones on or I'm in conversation with my wife and it is what it is. But there's definitely eye contact. There's definitely checking in. Like this one lady was working out. She stopped working out, started talking to me and my wife, and then finished the walk with me and my wife so that she could continue to talk to my wife.
That's nice.
I went to Target today and I found myself, I was turned down an aisle. And if I saw a person down the aisle, I go, I don't know if I'm supposed to go down this aisle. So I would just wait till the person was out of the aisle. Like, I don't know. I felt stupid doing it, but I was like, I didn't want to invade people's space. So
no, you're being polite. Like someone went to shake my hand the other day and I felt so bad that I went, I'm sorry, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm not trying to be rude. And then she was like, oh yeah. Like, it's just instinct to put your hand out, you know? And then you go, oh, we're not supposed to do that. Like, I just felt like such a jerk, but you know, yeah. We can't, we're not supposed to.
The saying hi to people reminded me of a story. So, you know, cause I've worked in retail all my life. So there's mm-hmm. always this, you know, you say hi to people if you're within 10 feet, blah, blah, blah. So my wife and I are shopping at the mall one day, several years ago, and I'm walking through the mall and it's like December. And as I'm walking by people, I don't realize that I'm saying, hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? Like,
yeah, so it's all good. I mean, it's definitely an interesting time, but hey, hopefully we will bring a little laughter to everybody and this will be fun. Sonny, did you tell the people what this episode's about?
We are going to play Match Game, Growing Up Rock Style, and we'll explain what that's all about. But first, we got to do this.
It's time for the Crank It Up New Music Spotlight.
Okay, so for the Crank It Up Spotlight, we are actually going to go with a brand new release. It is released by Johnny, who is the lead singer, guitarist, and one of the principal songwriters of Restrained. So he went and released a solo album because Restrained is working on their third CD, and they're on the Chinese Democracy 20-year plan, and Johnny can't stop working. So he has a bunch of stuff in the vault from the 90s all the way to today. And he's a one-man show on this one, plays all the instruments, does all the vocals, engineered, produced, and mastered it. So here, off of the newly released Recollection of Time, here is Fallen Angel by Johnny Restrained. Angel!
Love the riff in that one. Dig it. Sounds definitely like something out of the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be in a movie with like people riding motorcycles and like flying jets, but like more low budget than Top Gun, like more gritty, like Mad Max meets Top Gun.
Johnny will like that. I'll make sure he hears
it. I didn't mean low budget. I meant like, you know, not so mainstream is what I meant. Like cooler.
In that movie, would Tom Cruise have nails coming out of his head?
No.
Good Lord. All right. So today's episode, we wanted to do kind of a fun new thing. And we're kind of do Match Game. And if you've watched Match Game in the past, we'll talk about that a little bit. It's going to feel a little bit like Family Feud, too, because Match Game actually has live contestants and then live participants. So there's a match happening. But, you know, obviously, we're only three people. We reached out to a bunch of people. And this is what I wrote to them on email. We are planning on doing a new and unique game and need your help filling in the blanks on the document below. There's only one rule. Try to have rock music thoughts when filling in the blanks, but even that's flexible. And they don't have to be one-word answers. Don't overthink it. Now, I will give you a warning that when you ask the general public general questions, the answers become very, very interesting because there is a gap in understanding. Okay? So to give you an idea of who were the great listeners that filled out our survey, amongst them were Mark Vollmering, number two, Kevin, Aaron Martell, Brent Walter, Brian Ingbritson, Christopher Powell, my brother Danny, Daryl Albert, David Hudson, Gary Kapp, Grayson Gallegos, Ivan Galesick, Keith Rochford, Lori Ann, Mark Adams, Mark Masalam, Steve Wright, Neil Spears, Peter Button, Todd Cunningham, Tommy G, Trevor McDougall, Kelly Knoll, number one, Eladio, Jeff Reed, Murph, Leslie Standridge, Brad Rustoven, Chris Vickery, Craig Cohen, Jennifer, Stephen's lovely wife, definitely better half too, Mark Weiss, George Blandran, Daniel Solis, Ken Boxar, Mike Williams, Chris Rugrat, G4, EC Ford, Bill Elam, and Craig Osborne. Obviously, that wasn't 75 people because a bunch of them did not want to be mentioned. And when you hear the answers, you will know why.
So one thing I want to mention, like I told you folks up front, this is take two of this edition with all different questions from part one. But part one, you guys need to know, Courtney won that game. She beat me by 1 point in that game.
I was shocked.
I had a chance to win it, and I almost tied it up, but I was a little bit short.
That's what she said.
So I wanted the folks to know, regardless of how this game comes out here tonight, you won that first game fair and square. And so kudos to you, Courtney. You're a winner no matter what happens here tonight.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That was very sweet.
Yeah, very weird because that's not normal. Anyway. So let's talk a little bit about Match Game. Game's been around since 1962, 58 years. It's had a bunch of hosts. Probably the most popular is Gene Rayburn, who was the original host. And lately, Alec Baldwin has been the host trying to bring it back on late night TV. There's board games. There's DVD games. There's a lot of variations to this game. You can look up on YouTube and get all kinds of Match Game episodes. Some are called Match Game PM because it's a little more risque. Some are daytime television. But it's a fun kind of game. And we have our own version. And we are going to have a ton of fun. And some of these are going to be difficult. And I'm going to love it because it's going to make these two squirm.
Some of them were really hard last time.
Those were the easy ones.
They were?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right. So we're getting ready to match our listeners, but first we got to meet our contestants. So why don't we meet Mr. Stephen Michael first?
Well, hello there, Dink Martindale. My name is Stephen Michael, and I hail from Bumblefuck, Georgia. I'm married and I have two very furry kids. I'm originally a shower curtain salesman from Chicago, and I like to take long walks on the beach at sunset.
Did Steven just say he likes to take long showers at sunset? TMI.
Sonny, keep your hands off of me. I love $7 bottles of wine. Yes, I said $7 bottles of wine, Sonny, not $3 bottles of wine.
Not seven bottles for a dollar.
No, that's cooking wine you're talking about. I love a bunch of kick-ass rock and roll. Some of my favorites are Van Halen, Kiss, and right now, a Swedish band that I like to call Heat. My hobbies include going to concerts, making model airplanes, and painting my toenails a very bright blue while gossiping over text with the other idiots on other podcasts that are trapped in their mom's basements. So, yeah, come on.
And he's been known to have a sippy cup of wine.
I got myself a glass of wine in this little sippy cup. I felt like a little, you know, three-year-old kid coming in with my sippy cup of wine.
Drink 2 ounces and be hammered.
Drinking one right now, baby.
CCD, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Courtney Cronin-Dold. I'm a comedy writer and part-time comedian and full-time wife to my German husband, Stefan, who is from the Black Forest. That's a real place where the cake and the ham comes from. I'm also a mom to a 1.5-year-old rescue dog named Rainy, who is in intermediate level 2 of agility training. And if I had a son, he would be in soccer. So don't make fun of me for being an overachiever with my dog. I'm originally from Boston, but I went to high school in West Hollywood, which some people think is weird and don't quite understand, and graduated 3rd in my class of 7. That's true. Monica Lewinsky finished 2nd in our class.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Give you a second for that.
Yeah.
It's true. I too love wine, red wine, white wine, rosé wine, red wine, and red wine. In fact, I'm drinking some right now. I drink because I like the taste of wine and to drown out the voices in my head. And I love the bands Crowded House, Squeeze, Fastball, and the band Kiss equally. And I also like going to concerts, but I prefer to go by myself because I don't like when people talk during the songs. And I'm very happy to be here, and I hope to beat the living shit out of you today by more than 1 point, by 2 points, 2 points. Anyway, thanks for having me, you guys. This is fun. I'm excited.
Woohoo! All right, so let's get to our game. The first question that we posed, and some of these are questions and some of these are statements. I'm going to mess them up, but you know, whatever I call them, they are what they are. So a lot of these were simple. Some were a little more complicated. And this is a little bit more of the complicated kind. So we asked our listeners, all these bands reuniting over the last few years, I wish blank would reunite and tour.
Oh, is this for me?
This is for you.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping you made a mistake. Oh, my God. Okay, your listeners, this could be so rando. Okay, this is going to be hard. Can you read the question again, Sonny? I'm sorry.
All these bands reuniting over the last few years, I wish blank would reunite and tour.
My God, who's not touring? Like, I can't think of anyone who isn't or who hasn't reunited. Zeppelin.
All right, Led Zeppelin. Actually, only 3 people said Led Zeppelin. Okay. And they said they wanted them to reunite with Jason Bonham. Uh-huh. Not that he gets any points for this, but Steven, do you want to take a wild guess what the number one answer was?
I'm going to take a guess at Skid Row.
That was the number 2 answer.
No.
The number 1 answer, Pink Floyd.
Wow, okay. Really?
That's cool. Yes. Okay. How many for Pink Floyd?
It was 11.
Oh, wow. Okay, that
was all 11 of those people dropping acid?
I have. When you hear some of these other ones, yes, that is a true statement. Some of the others included Skid Row, Cinderella, Blue Murder, the original Kiss, of course.
Yeah.
Journey with Steve Perry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Van Halen, but specifically 5 people said with Sammy, not Dave.
Yeah, they haven't seen that.
Damn Yankees.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. The Police, Thompson Twins. I guess what's left of the Monkees. I'm not sure how many of those guys
are
left.
They are touring, though. They are.
Sabotage. The Rolling Stones. Aren't they on tour?
Yes,
they are. They never stop.
Yeah. Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 is on tour as well.
Band called X from Japan. Generation X. I guess they want Billy Idol to go back. The Marvelous Three, Motley Crue with Karabi.
Okay, that's cool.
Enough's Enough with Donnie V.
Yeah.
The Faces, The Real Great White. So I guess the Great White that's out there is not real.
Yeah, Great White with Jack is who they want.
The Original GNR, Faith No More. Somebody said Dio, but I guess they forgot Dio's dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was thinking about people coming back from the dead. Like,
yeah. Dogs D'Amour, which I don't know who that is. Triumph, The Original Alice Cooper. Queensryche, back original. And then the last one was Bon Jovi with Richie Sambora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
Okay, so Steven's first question. Talk about rando. Here we go.
Bring it.
We are looking for a song. When blank comes on the radio, I can't listen to it. I just turn it off and move on with my day.
What the F?
So we're looking for a song. When blank comes on the radio, I can't listen to it. I just turn it off and move on with my day.
I actually answered this one when you guys posted it.
I have no clue. That could be any freaking thing. I'm trying to think of a really annoying song.
But pick anything by Saxon or Hell No Ween or
whatever. Or you're one of those an idiot.
Other I like Saxon.
Exactly. Sonny's a stupid idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Any Rush song, like whatever. Okay. Well, all that stuff you like. All that stuff's annoying.
The views and opinions of Sonny Doofus Hollywood does not reflect Stephen Michael's opinion on the Grown Up Rock podcast. God damn it. I have no clue. Like, I'm even totally blank for an annoying song. I don't know. Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Madonna's Like a Virgin scored absolutely 0 points.
Yeah, well.
So I'll save you from the top two. We'll save those. Others included Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Rock and Roll All Night, Beth, Walk This Way, I'm Too Sexy, Pour Some Sugar on Me, You Shook Me All Night Long. Somebody said anything from Queensryche, Black Betty, Jump by Van Halen, Free Bird, All You Need Is Love, Aqualung, I think that's Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Hey Joe, which is just stupid. That's a great song.
That is a good song.
Down with a Sickness, Black Dog, You Give Love a Bad Name, Anything Nirvana, Back in Black, Roxanne, Wanted Dead or Alive, Bad of the Bone, On Skinny Bop, Give It Away, What's Going On with the Four Non-Blondes, I Can See for Miles and Miles, My Heart Will Go On, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, Rhythm's Gonna Get You, I Love Rock and Roll, and Here Comes Rain Again. But the top two, which both got 8 votes.
Ooh.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Wow.
And Stairway to Heaven.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed either of those.
The majority of those songs are good songs. You might be tired of hearing about them. I don't know, man. I just couldn't think of anything. I drew a total blank on that song.
I put With or Without You by U2.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's a bad.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. Pretty much anything by U2 I can't do.
The only one on that list that you named that I used to have a no play on the car stereo was Bad to the Bone by Thorogood. I hated that song.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand George Thorogood. Wasn't a big fan.
I liked whiskey, scotch, beer. Talk about one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really hard. Okay.
Second one for CCD, Love or Hate the Beatles. When I think of them, this song comes to mind.
That could be any number of things, but I'll take a shot.
Wait. That's,
it's not you. It's CCD's anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'll let her go first.
Oh, I was like, wait. Okay, can you read it one more time, Sonny? I'm sorry. Just one more time.
Love or Hate the Beatles, no matter what you think of them, this song always comes to mind. You know we're on a podcast, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just come messing with you.
Let It Be.
Let It Be was three people.
Ooh, okay.
There was several. Six that were higher than that.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to take a shot at two of them.
Sure.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay. And what's the other one?
And Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
0-2. Good job, though.
Oh, damn it.
The top six were Yesterday, Hey Jude, Helter Skelter, Yellow Submarine, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and the top one was Revolution.
Cool.
That's our listeners, rock listeners.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Others included Come Together, Help, 8 Days a Week, Cross the Universe, Crazy Train.
Okay.
She Said, She Said, Ticket to Ride, You Never Give Me Your Money, Here Comes the Sun, Tax Man, Drive My Car, This Boy, Let It Be, of course. I Saw Her Standing There, Day Tripper, I'm the Walrus, Love Me Do, Dear Prudence, Something, Strawberry Fields, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I'm Down, Day in the Life, Maxwell Silver Hammer, and then one person answered Why.
Okay.
Some great songs there.
Everyone's got a rock and roll story to tell, and we want to hear yours.
So go to our website at growinguprock.com. That's one word, growinguprock.com. Or visit us on our Facebook page at Growing Up Rock and tell us all about it.
Mr. Michael, and I will give you a hint because I already said the word crazy train. Crazy train is not the top answer. Okay, so I'm going to give you that hint right now.
Appreciate it.
Name an Ozzy Osbourne song.
This is not my guess, but I guarantee you some idiot put Paranoid on there. On the list. So let me get to my guess. So Crazy Train is not the top answer. I'm going to go Flying High Again.
Flying High Again had two people, and it was the third to last answer, and nobody said Paranoid. The top answer was No More Tears.
That's what I would have said. That is exactly what I, how many did that get?
Seven.
Damn it.
Okay. That's like the only one I really know. I don't know a lot of Ozzy, so sorry.
Then there was a bunch that got six. Mr. Crowley's Shot in the Dark, Over the Mountain, Crazy Babies, and Perry Mason.
Mr. Crowley's a great one. Some of those other ones, like, really? Seriously? He picked that over Flying High Again?
Tonight, Miracle Man, Mr. Tinker Train, Devil's Daughter, So Tired, Scary Little Green Men, Dreamer, Close My Eyes Forever got a bunch of votes. Mama, I'm Coming Home got a bunch of votes.
Oh, yeah.
Diary of a Madman got a vote.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So, Courtney, I just want to point out that you're like, yeah, I don't really know anything about Ozzy, but yeah, I would have guessed the number one answer. You know what, Courtney? Let me tell you something, Courtney. That's just rubbing it in my face.
I would have, though, because that to me is the obvious song. Like, if I think of him, I think of that or Shot in the Dark. Like, I think of those MTV video songs. Like, that's what I think of.
Well, apparently it wasn't that obvious to me.
Because you know too much. It's true. You know too much. You know every single song. So it's like your brain's going, oh, my God, which one do I pick? I know, like, all of them. And I know, like, four. So it's easier.
CCD, you're not helping. The head's big enough.
I got to get in the headspace of our listeners.
Oh, my God.
But that's why we listen to your show. It's not for your personalities. It's obviously for your endless knowledge and cool fun facts and all the stuff you guys know about music. You know so much. So,
because besides that, you're two assholes.
But other than
that's
that,
what I heard in that statement.
Listen to you guys.
CCD, your turn.
Okay.
We made it simple for the listeners.
Mm.
Rock blank.
Rock blank?
That's it. Talk about rando.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like two or three possible really good answers.
Okay. This is not my final answer. The first thing that popped in my head was rock bottom, but give me a second. Rock blank. I think so many people put and roll.
So is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with and roll.
All right. And roll was eight people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's okay. That's
it was the third biggest answer. Steve, you want to take a shot?
I actually think her answer of rock bottom would have been probably pretty damn good compared to our listeners.
Yeah, there was one Lonely Kiss fan that answered that.
So wait, then I want to go with my original thing. My original thing was either Rocket or Rock You.
Well, you are just batting a zero today.
God, I'm shit today, aren't I?
Yeah. More shit than usual, actually. all right. So the top answer was And Roll All Night.
Oh, bastards. Okay.
The second answer was Of Ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right. Others included You Like a Hurricane,
okay.
Star, Rock Till You Drop,
yeah.
The Casbah, Rock God, mm-hmm. Somebody said Guns N' Roses, thank you, Rock Lobster,
okay,
oh,
good
that's
one.
A good one.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Machine, Rock and Rock, I don't know what that means, Rock and Roll Outlaw, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, somebody said Tesla, thanks. Rock Steady, Rock Candy, Rock of Love. Isn't that the stupid Bret Michaels show?
Yeah.
Rock the House. Somebody said the Beatles. Really? Actually, more people said rock and roll is going to save the world than did rock bottom. And one lonely person said rock soldiers.
Oh, nice.
We got some Y&T fans and we got some Triumph fans in there. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Stephen, your third statement here. We made it simple for the listeners. We said never blank.
Well, what came to mind first and foremost was never again. However, because I think that this is rock, and probably completely wrong based on my record so far tonight, I'm going to go with the great LA Guns song, Never Enough.
Never Enough was the number one answer.
Woo-hoo!
That is a great song.
It is. I love it.
Yeah, with 10 too. People answering, a close second was Never Surrender.
That's what I would have said. Never
Another
Surrender.
Triumph fan.
Never Mind. Never Say Goodbye. Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Again. Somebody said Heart. Thank you. Never Say Never. Never The Machine Forever. I don't even know what that is. Never Ending Story. Never Buy the Bullocks. I think, isn't that a Sex Pistol song? Maybe
it's an album. Never Mind the Bullocks.
Never Mind.
Never Gonna Let You Go. Never Mind Me. Never Want to Look at Her, which is an Annie Lennox song. Never Satisfied. Never Before. Never Tear Us Apart. I thought that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was Never Gonna Get It.
Now, hold on, because I would say that the person that answered Heart, at least that was reasonable, right? Because of the song Never.
I said Never Blank.
Yeah, I got it, but that's what came to mind when you said never, they thought of Heart. At least that was in the ballpark. Like, some of the answers you've got have not even been in the ballpark.
Do not defend bad understanding. Because later on, it's going to work against you, and you're going to be pissed.
Yeah,
never have I ever missed a clue so bad.
All right, score right now is 14 to 12. CCD's winning by 2, like she wanted to be.
All right, at least I came back a little bit.
Here's a good one for CCD.
Oh, God.
All this crazy stuff on TV nowadays for kids. I miss the good old days. I loved the classic cartoon blank.
Oh, our age group. Actually, all these people are older than me.
Why you got to go there? Nobody asked you to be mean. Just stand up on her right now.
Not that much older, but okay. So let's see. Okay. Not my final answer, but my favorite cartoon was Shmoo. So let me think. Shmoo? Oh, Shmoo was awesome. It was like this little blob thing named Shmoo. And he talked like this. And it was just, I think he was supposed to be a ghost. Why can't they? And it's a cartoon specifically, right?
Classic cartoon.
Classic cartoon.
There can only be one answer here.
You think?
Don't let him mess you up. He don't know shit. He's been wrong all day.
Trying to think, what was like the number one cartoon that everybody watched? I mean, Scooby-Doo keeps coming back, so I can't really say Scooby-Doo, but that was the best one. I guess I'll go with Scooby-Doo.
The number one answer at 7 people.
Okay.
That was it. I couldn't believe it. That was the only answer for this because... you know, Scooby-Doo is the one that had Kiss in it, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was thinking the Jetsons. Is that number two?
Jetsons three? Didn't even make the list.
No. Thank God I didn't say that. Okay.
Yep, the top six, which were all bunched together, was Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, the Flintstones, then Looney Tunes in general, and Super Friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super Friends was good.
Others included Woody Woodpecker, of course, Foghorn Leghorn. Tweety, Charlie Brown, Penelope Pitstop.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It was, I think, a Warner Brothers thing. Pink Panther, Mickey Mouse, something about wait till your father gets home. I don't even know what that means. Pac-Man, Thundercat, Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman rules.
That was a great cartoon.
Caveman! Underdog, Pepe Le Pew, G.I. Joe, Hong Kong Phooey.
Love it.
Ren and Stimpy, Donald Duck, Dungeons and Dragons. Wasn't that a board game? I don't remember it being a cartoon.
Yeah,
it was.
Speed Buggy and the Hair Bear Bunch.
Was Jabberjaw wasn't in there? I love Jabberjaw.
You would. Okay.
I don't even remember that one.
You don't remember the shark Jabberjaw?
No.
He was like a smart-ass shark. He kicked ass.
Must have been Shmoo's friend because I ain't heard of either one of them.
And Super Friends, was it the one with the Wonder Twins?
Yeah. Wonder Twins activate.
Yeah, kick ass.
We are up to Steven here. Name a band or artist you cannot stand.
See, These are the questions where you have to get out of your own headspace, because it's easy for me to say something that I don't like, but we have to remember that I'm trying to match the listeners here. And so name a band that I don't like, or that, name a band I don't like. I think that the listeners are going to say, I'm going to go with Nickelback.
Nickelback was 2 points and didn't even sniff the top 10.
Okay.
The top 10 were Pearl Jam, Nirvana, The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Tool, Dave Matthews Band, REM, Aerosmith, Beyonce, Jane's Addiction. That was a top 10. Then others got votes was the Eagles, Volbeat, Kiss, Queensryche, Springsteen, Motorhead, The Smiths, Michael Jackson, U2, Moody Blues, Rolling Stones, Jimmy Buffett, Fish, Disturbed, Dream Theater, Jay-Z, The Grateful Dead, Matchbox 20, Slayer, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Poison, Joan Jett, Radiohead, and Nine Inch Nails. So
there's someone in there who really hates Queensryche. It's been like their answer for everything. You got to take it down a notch. You got to just...
That's got to be Zeus. That has to be Zeus.
I don't remember, because I just kind of wrote them down, so...
Queensryche's not hurting anybody.
That's right.
As it stands now, Jeff Tate was the last concert I ever saw live, apparently, because, you know, the world's coming to the end and shit.
Since Hollywood's internet connection was crap, we lost this part of the audio. Courtney's last show was Kiss. Hollywood's last show was Paradise Kitty. Now back to our show.
Question number 5. This one's for CCD, since we're talking about singers. Some rock singers still sound amazing, even into their 50s and 60s, but blank should just quit. He or she not only sucks nowadays, but should jump off the nearest bridge.
God, I have the answer for this personally.
Oh my God, this is so mean.
It is, but he or she should just stop playing.
Oh no. Well, the one instantly comes to mind, but I can't imagine your listeners wanting this person to kill themselves.
That I added to the end.
I'm like, whoa. Like the first part, I'm like, oh, I think I know who they might have said. Then the jump off a bridge, I'm like, ooh, they might have changed their minds there.
I stopped it. He or she sucks nowadays. I said jump off the next bridge.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. He or she sucks nowadays. I mean, I have a feeling they're all saying Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley was the fourth most popular answer, and it was 5 points.
Okay.
The top three.
I got to take a guess.
Go for it.
All right. And I don't care whether they're the top three or not, but Don Dokken, please just stop.
Whoa.
Just stop. Not good. And I love Dokken. I'm a huge Dokken fan, but Don... No,
And he was not number one. He was number three.
Okay.
Two was your buddy, Dave Lee Roth.
Oh, I wondered if they were going to put David, but you know, he sounded awesome at Staples Center.
But Dave has never been a good singer. That's not what Dave does.
No, but I do like it. Yeah. Okay, who was the other one?
Vince Neil.
Also never been a good singer.
That's right. Others included John Bon Jovi, Steven Tyler, Taylor Swift, and that person put just stop, period, never should have started.
Oh, wow.
Klaus Meine. Like, I've never heard anybody complain about the Scorpions, but...
Klaus has been definitely lacking in later years.
Elton John, Bono, Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, Jesus.
Axl Rose.
Axl sounds great.
I think he does, too.
Yeah.
Ozzy, David Coverdale. Joe Elliott and Stephen Piercy.
Okay. So let me address some of this. First of all, Steven Tyler still sounds good. He did every time I've seen him recently. Stephen Piercy never been a great singer. He's in the same class with Vince Neil, as far as I'm concerned. And Axl Rose, I saw Guns N' Roses, the current version. Axl Rose sounds great. So
I saw them twice. 2 years ago when they first started the tour, I thought he sounded really good. And I saw Vince a couple times last year and he sounded great. Everyone was like setting me up to be like, oh, he sounds awful. And then I got there and I'm like, No, I mean, he's singing. He's not singing the whole song, and he's not. He's doing a very short set list. But, you know, he sounded okay.
That's what bugs me about Vince Neil, though. He's never sung the song. Like, I'm not commenting on how he sings because he doesn't sing. He'll sing like half a verse and that's it. He skips around in the song and never sings the complete song. I hate it.
But yeah. It's all right. We sing it.
Yeah, even if you look at like the US Festival in 83, he doesn't sound great then. And I mean, he's in the bang zone of his career at that point, right? So, I don't know. Steven, this statement very much surprised me because four people got a lion's share of the votes, and I'm very surprised in who the people are. But all we asked the listeners was blank Jones. That's all we said, blank Jones. And four names got the lion's share of the vote.
I'm from Atlanta. Chipper Jones is what comes to mind.
Forget baseball. We're talking about rock.
Yeah, I know we are. Jesus. Blank Jones. Wow. I mean, there are two Jones in terms of rock and roll that come to mind for me. And I can't imagine that either one of them are hugely popular with the fan base, but Mick Jones from Foreigner, and the other one would be Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but I'll go with Mick Jones.
Mick Jones was the number two answer with 10 points.
Wow. Okay.
I'll skip the other top three for a minute, but the other Jones were Basketball Jones. I don't know what Basketball Jones is. Somebody help me with that.
I don't know either.
Basketball Jones is a Cheech and Chong bit, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Davy Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Howard Jones. Brian Jones. Steve Jones. Danko Jones. Jughead Jones. Spider Jones. Quincy Jones. Highway Jones. Jesus Jones. David Robert Jones. I guess that's David Bowie's real name.
Okay.
Indiana Jones and Ricky Lee Jones. The two that were below Mick Jones was Tom Jones and Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one answer was John Paul Jones.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I did miss a few. Goodness gracious. A lot of those were not rock and roll.
My
What are you doing, Courtney?
I've been doing this for like 2 minutes and
Oh, good Lord.
I was wondering when someone was going to notice.
That is absolutely scary.
I don't think I have that Gene doll.
It was a keychain. Someone gave it to me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Looks like something you win on the claw machine.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's always on my desk.
Look at the score, boy, now. Grasshopper.
CCD's winning by two. Okay, these are crazy ones.
Oh, no.
CCD, we're up to you. We made it as simple as possible. Black blank.
Oh, black blank. For this audience, this is not my final answer. I would think it's black diamond, but hang on.
Well, you think you're on a Kiss podcast? You know we're not a Kiss podcast, right?
No, I know, but you have a lot of Kiss fan listeners.
True.
That's true.
It's going to be, the number one answer is going to be something I don't know. Black blank. Let's see, Black Betty, Black Diamond, Black Flag. Which one do I think is got the most votes? This one's like so open. Someone's going to have like a deep track, a Queensryche song that I don't know that someone hates.
The Lady Wore Black.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I can't think of anything else but Black Diamond. That's all I can think of.
So Black Diamond is the third most popular answer with 8 points.
I know what the number one answer is.
Penis. Just kidding.
I'm going to say black coffee.
Nobody said black coffee. And believe it or not, one person did say black penis.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Seriously?
Not kidding. Not kidding. I'm not even going to tell you what the number one answer is yet. Others included. Black and Blue.
Yeah.
Black Label Society.
A good one.
Black Swan. Black Eyed Peas. Black Flag. Yeah. Black Dog. Black Jack. Black Metal. Black Hearted Woman. Black Eye. Black Widow. Black Betty. And Black Penis. The number one answer was Black Sabbath.
Oh, duh. Duh. Oh, that is the biggest duh ever.
Oh, boy.
Overthinking.
Yep, overthinking. How many votes for Black Sabbath?
21.
That's like the most of anything on any question.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Michael.
Yo, yo.
Keep it simple. Joe blank.
My instantaneous without thinking is Joe Mama. But that's not my answer. Joe Elliott.
Joe Elliott was the number two answer at 7 points.
All right. Woo!
The number one answer by far was Joe Perry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Others included Joe Walsh, Joe Cocker, Joe Mama, Joe Satriani, Joe Bonamassa, Joe Montana, Joe Lynn Turner. Somebody said, hey, the blank was after the Joe. So, hi, how are you, I guess. Somebody said ugly kid. Again, it said Joe blank. Somebody said dirt. Okay. Somebody said Joe Polo, believe it or not.
Nice.
Somebody said apostrophe S, because I guess it's a Concrete Blonde song. Somebody said that's a Tom Petty song. Thanks. I was looking for a Joe blank. Somebody said Joe Jackson. Somebody said Joe Crazy and the Variable Speed Band. I don't know what that is.
Cool name, though.
Maybe it's their band's name and they were just trying to pimp it. We got two questions left for each of you.
Yay!
Next one was very, very interesting. So before you give me an answer, give me an idea of what your answer would be about when I say the statement, because I want to kind of get an idea of what your answer would be about. Here's what the statement said. I get it. Candy is bad for you, but it's hard to resist a blank. What do you think I'm looking for there?
A candy bar.
Or candy in general, yeah. A name of a candy.
Two-thirds of the people got what you got. A third of them did not.
Okay, I can't wait to hear these. Okay, so candy is bad for you. Sorry, one more time, Sonny.
I get it. Candy is bad for you, but it's hard to resist blank.
It's got to be a candy. I mean, nose candy, cocaine is probably in there. That's not my answer, but I'm sure it's in there. But
that would have been my guess as well. But
yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what's the most popular candy? I don't eat candy. I mean, a brand name of the bar, or is it like a type of candy? Like, that's where I'm getting confused. Okay. Sorry, Sonny, can you read the phrasing one more time? Sorry.
I get it. Candy is bad for you, but it's hard to resist blank.
Chocolate.
Six people said chocolate.
Okay.
The number one candy by far said by 20 people was what, Stephen?
I'm going to go with Reese's Cup.
Reese's Cup was the number one by far. 20 people said it.
God, oh, wow. Who doesn't love a Reese's Cup, man?
That's true. I like the Trader Joe's ones. They're really good.
Yes, they are.
Other answers included Reese's Pieces, right? Which I actually like Reese's Pieces better than I like the cups. Somebody said poison.
Okay.
All right. Somebody said bacon. Fuck candy. Peanut M&Ms, Snickers, peanut butter M&Ms, lollipop. Three people said pussy.
Oh, God.
I'm just keeping it real. One person said a nice, big, then ... bowl of ice cream. There was black jelly beans. Somebody just wrote true. Thank you. Somebody said pizza. Somebody said live rock concerts.
Okay.
Nose candy was there. Red vines. Gertrude Hawk Peter Butter Smidgens. I don't know what the hell that is.
That was going to be my answer.
A zero bar, anything with nougat, Heath bar, hot tamales. Somebody said rock and roll. Somebody said all 70s pop music. Somebody said winger. Somebody said
Someone
salt.
Said Queensryche.
Somebody said a good rock ballad. There was Toblerone, Butterfinger, Three's Musketeers, and Payday. I mean, it was all over the board. I'm like, it wasn't that hard, but okay.
Zero. I haven't had a zero bar in forever. I can't almost remember what those taste like. I know it's white chocolate on the outside.
The next question is going to come with a hint, and this one is for Steven. Everyone, especially bass players, think that the bassist is the most important musician in any band. The best bass player in rock history is or was blank. I will tell you four people said, who cares?
Oh, screw you. I love the bass.
So what's the hint? That's the hint?
That was the hint.
Okay. The way I see this, it can go one of two ways, and it's probably going to be one of the two people are going to be in the tops. I'm going to go with Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee was number two with 7 points.
Whoa.
Can I guess number one?
Sure.
Billy Sheehan.
Doug Pinnick.
Billy Sheehan was number one and Doug Pinnick got 0 votes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was five that were very, very close to each other. Billy Sheehan, Geddy Lee, Steve Harris, Gene Simmons, Paul McCartney. Those five were very, very close. Others included John Entwistle, Cliff Burton, Nikki Sixx, John Paul Jones, J.J. Burnell, I think he was in the Stranglers. Bootsy Collins got a vote. Doug Pinnick didn't get a vote. Flea, Geezer Butler, Jeff Pilson, Les Claypool.
Okay. Well,
ooh, I don't know who that is. Who's Les Claypool?
Primus.
Oh, okay.
Most of those guys are great bass players. There's a few of them that's just a popularity thing, but there's some great bass players in that bunch.
Stand next to your fire. Stand next to your fire.
Okay, with one question left, CCD's still winning by two.
Damn it.
We got two very, very simple ones here.
Okay.
For CCD, here you go.
Okay.
Fire blank.
My dog was trying to get my attention just now, and he literally went up, because I haven't been playing my guitar really very much in the last year, I guess, but I picked it up since we've been on lockdown, and my dog just went up and tried to strum it. With his little paw. That was happening while you were trying to, while you were reading the list of bass players. And I was just sitting here like, oh my God, that was so cute. I couldn't believe you did that. You're smart. He's a genius. Okay. Let's see. Back to the question I don't know the answer to. Is Fire on the Mountain? Wait, that's not my answer. That's a song, right?
Yeah. And a bunch of these were songs.
Yeah.
This is an easy answer, Courtney.
It's not. How is this so easy? What am I missing? I'm missing the obvious one, which I can't think of. I don't know who sings it, though. I know it's a song I know, though. Who sings Fire on the Mountain?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, shit.
What was the question then? Did I understand the question?
Fire.
It's just fire blank.
So why do you care about who sings it?
If it's not a band that your listeners would listen to, then I would not guess it. I'll go with Fire Woman.
Fire Woman was the number two answer.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Steven, you want to take a shot at what the number one answer was?
No, that would have been my answer. Fire Woman. Cole.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you guys through some pain then. All right. So the other fires were Fire and Ice, Fire Power, Fire and Water, Fire on the Mountain, Fire and Rain, Fire Wind, Fire Ball, Fire Down Below, Fire Me Up, Fire Walk With Me. Arthur Brown, he must have sang this song called Fire, I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody put Earth, Wind. It was Fire Blank. Somebody put Gene Simmons for some reason.
Okay.
I guess. Somebody put Jimi Hendrix. Thank you. I know he sings Fire.
I know what the number one answer was.
It is?
Firehouse.
Firehouse.
Ah! Yes.
By far. It was like 23 people.
No! Yeah.
I can't believe you missed that, Courtney, and I didn't think about it until you said Gene Simmons. I was like, damn it, Firehouse, duh.
It didn't even go through my head because I was trying to think away from Kiss. How many points is Fire Woman?
Fire Woman was 9.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But because you were kind of guessing at it, it's only worth 2 to you.
Nice.
Oh, we're all guessing.
Nice. Believe it or not, there's one answer that will tie you and one answer that will beat Courtney in this next one.
Oh, yes. Bring it.
Stone blank.
Why do I always get these?
Why do I always get these? What does that mean?
Stonehenge.
Is that what you're going to go with?
No. Stone in Love.
Stone in Love was the number 3 answer, and it was not enough points to win, so Courtney wins by 3.
Yeah, damn
what?
It. Was Stonehenge on there?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to save the top 2. Others were Stone Sour, Stone Cold Crazy, Stone Free. Somebody put Rolling. It was Stone Blank.
Yeah.
Somebody put Cold Steve Austin. Okay.
Yeah.
Metallica. Stone Metallica, I don't know what that means. Stone Roses. The top 2, number 2 was, and would have tied you, Stone Cold.
Damn it.
The Rainbow Song.
Yeah.
And the number one answer, by far, Stone Temple Pilots.
Ah, damn it.
Cool. Okay.
So congratulations, CCD. You won anyway.
Thanks, Hollywood.
So what was the final score? She won by one again?
She won by 3, 49-46.
All right. Damn it. I just can't beat you, CCD.
You know too much.
Apparently, I don't know enough.
Now, Courtney, we didn't really talk about, like, how did you get into music? Because you were a theater major, right? And then you're doing comedy. But how do you get into music?
Yeah, that's right.
Same way most people my age did, MTV. Started watching the MTV pretty young, and that kind of got me interested in rock music. My dad liked rock music, kind of like more like James Taylor, but he was really into Bob Dylan and like Joni Mitchell and like more like the folk rock scene. So I never really liked his music. And then when I discovered rock and roll, the first single I ever bought, the first record I ever bought was Freeze Frame by the Jay Giles Band. The 45. And then the first like full album I ever bought was Beauty and the Beat by the Go-Go's, which was also the second concert I ever went to, was the Go-Go's with a band from Australia nobody'd ever heard of named INXS.
Nice.
Opening. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. I remember really liking them. That's for sure. And then I've just always been kind of a music nerd. I like a lot. My taste is very wide. I don't really listen to like hip hop, but I did in high school. I listened to a lot of R&B and a lot of hip hop. My favorite band is Crowded House and Squeeze, I'd say, are like, you know, a close first and first and a half. But then I also love Kiss. And I also used to listen to a ton of Genesis. I like a lot of Genesis, actually. And I think Three Sides Live is probably one of my favorite albums by anyone. And I don't know. I just kept wanting to keep digging and digging and listening and listening. And I was also a huge Monkey fan. Embarrassed to show people my bedroom from eighth grade, Monkey fan. I like everything Monkeys. I still do. They're in my rock and roll closet, I guess. And then in high school, I went to high school right off the Sunset Strip. So soon as all those bands that like their names used to be up on the marquee were now on MTV, which was weird, I started listening to all of them, like that whole Sunset Strip scene, you know, like not just Guns N' Roses, but like all those like glam rock bands like Poison and Cinderella and Winger and all those bands that were Enough's Enough, like all those bands that were on MTV all the time through high school and college. And I don't think my music taste changed with the times. I kind of stayed in one place. I stayed very 70s, 80s, early 90s. I never really changed. Not a lot of new artists really grabbed me. I kind of stayed loyal to the people I loved and the new stuff that they were doing. Some, you know, but not a lot. Do you guys find that that happens?
For me, it's expanded since I've been doing the podcast. So there's this Swedish rock music that I missed a ton of that I'm finally discovering. There's some Norwegian bands. There's some Danish bands, a couple of bands from Australia. But we've talked about it before. It's like whatever you were kind of into in your teenage years, when all the chips are down, that's what you end up coming back to. And for me, that's like 84 to 89. So I'm like all over that music, right? But and for Steven, it's more like 64 to 69. But it's very similar.
Yeah, I'm like 87, you know, to like 95. I come in around there. And then I think like because of podcasts and because this is kind of interesting, I got introduced to a lot of bands because Geffen Music was down the street from my high school. And they used to get tons of submissions, you know, and demos. And they would donate boxes of music to my high school. So from that, I discovered a band named the Judy Bats.
Yeah, I remember them.
Loved. They were really cool. I got that out of the box. And then later in life, there was this box of music that old boyfriend of mine, his brother worked at a company that did like music management. And he brought over a whole bunch of stuff and told me to pick something out of there. And I picked some stuff out and it introduced me to Gabe Dixon, who is a Nashville guy. He's a keyboard player. He played with Paul McCartney during the Driving Rain tour. And he plays with a lot of different bands, but he has his own band called the Gabe Dixon Band. And he's amazing. Like, I love him. I have everything he's done. I love all of his music. And he's kind of like a bluesy rock, kind of like soulful piano player, singer, songwriter. Their band had no guitar. It had a saxophone, drums, bass, and a piano. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I know I'm saying that to a bunch of people who love their favorite part of the show is the guitar solo, but...
Well, we still have a lot of listeners that are very stuck in mid to late 80s or whatever. For me, it's late 70s, you know, 78, 79, and then through high school, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84. You know, that's when I was sharing music with all my friends back and forth and riding in, you know, whoever drove to school that particular week, you're blasting music. And I grew up in a small town. And so that's kind of how we shared music back and forth. And that's the Bang Zone. But like Sonny said, really, ever since we started doing the podcast, it's opened up a whole avenue of all this new great rock and roll that's coming out today, that's new, that sounds like it was influenced from that period of time. And then there's also a whole bunch of music that came out during that time that we just completely missed.
Yes, that's what I've learned from listening to you guys and listening to Decibel Geek and all the other podcasts. I've discovered new bands that were around that I didn't know, like Tora Tora. Totally dig those guys. Like, love that. First album is so good. And I didn't know them at all before, you know, and now I'm like, oh my God, you know? So yeah, I'm learning a lot like that too. I'm just trying to think like what is new that I really have been like really into, but I can't think of too much. Although I really like Slash's band, but that falls right into that genre of music that we like, you know? So it doesn't feel like it's new because they're not 21, you know?
It's time for your historic moment on Growing Up Rock.
Okay, so when we found out that CCD was coming on, we know she's a huge Kiss fan. And so I asked her some of her favorite Kiss songs. And some of them include Mainline, X and Sex. Rock Hard wasn't on there, but Rock Bottom was. Shocked me all the way. And for some reason, True Confessions off of Gene's solo album. Don't know why.
It's my alarm in the morning. It's my alarm. Ugh. Yeah.
Lines Get Ready by the Temptations. Get it? But her favorite song is Come On and Love Me. So here are the Small Town Rats performing on a compilation called Gods of Thunder, a Norwegian tribute to Kiss. This one's a little more of a pop vibe, but here's Come On and Love Me.
Thank you.
I'm a Capricorn. She's a Cancer.
What'd you think of that version when you heard it, Cece?
Sounds like a bar band, like a really good one.
It's a little raw, right? There's a little.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was more like, bouncy. It felt a little more pop to me. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely a little more pop going on. But yeah, it sounded like a bar band, which, by the way, if you want to check out an awesome bar band, they're called Eddie and the Fuck Monkeys from Louisville, Kentucky. No longer, I think, together, but.
Who doesn't want to see somebody called the Fuck Monkeys?
Oh, yeah. Eddie and the Fuck Monkeys. And they have songs that are like, they have like regular like songs, but a lot of their songs are funny and very tongue in cheek. Like they have a song called You Ruined Rock and Roll. And the chorus goes, fuck you, bitch. You ruined my flow. Bitches always got to ruin rock and roll. But it's about dudes, too. It's not about women. It's just about like bitches in general. So men and women included. But it's very funny.
Yeah, nice. Steven, I want you to go to your laptop and I want you to Google search the Fuck Monkeys.
Okay.
Eddie and the Fuck Monkeys.
And I want Jen to be sitting right next to you and see what comes up.
Eddie and the.
They also have a song called I Got a Big Dick. That one's a little bit rude. But they're good. The lead singer is amazing.
I wonder if they have a skin flute song. We're going to talk about skin flutes today.
I would, at this point, like to ask my mother-in-law to please turn off this podcast episode. Bev, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize family was listening. Sorry, family. Last time we were making skin flute jokes like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it was like a 13-year-old boy's slumber party. Last time. Skin flute.
Well, we're coming to the close of this thing. Have we missed anything?
No, but we need Courtney to like pimp her stuff. Like, where can people find you?
Oh, okay. I'll pimp my stuff.
Give out your address.
I live on 123 Happy Beach Lane.
My room number is... I'm on the Twitter. It's just my name. I'm not really good at Twitter. I kind of come and go with that. I just support other people on Twitter. And then I plug my own show once a month that we have here called Punchlines and Backlines, where we have a rock star do comedy for the first time. And I do that once a month at the Grafton Hotel in Hollywood. And it's very, very, very fun. And we had Chad Stewart from Faster Pussycat do it last time. And he was hilarious. And it was really fun. And Patrick Kennison from Lita Ford's band has done it, and he was hilarious. And Genocide, my girl from Paradise Kitty, she did it and she killed. And it's really fun. It's a fun show. And then they play music afterwards. So so I do that every month. So if you're in California or Nevada and you want to come here, please come. It's really fun. So I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just under my name, Courtney Cronin-Dold. Lots of stuff about concerts, a lot of photos, little clips, and lots about my dog. A lot. If you don't like dogs, you're probably not going to like my social media. Look, I can't have children. So this is it. This is it, people. I'd be a good mom if he was a real child.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper, I can assure you. We don't have kids, and by golly, we love it.
Oh, yeah.
I got four of them. If you want to borrow one for a couple of weeks, let me know.
No, that's okay.
Well, Courtney, it's been a blast, man. We've had so much fun for the second time in a row, but this time, hopefully, we got it right. And yeah, it's been awesome. You're welcome back at any point in time. These are the perfect type of shows for you.
Yes, I enjoy this. You are my people. I have found my planet. It is this planet rock and pod world. It's all you guys. This is like finally I've landed. So I'm so grateful for all of the podcasts that you guys do. And I know that all your listeners agree with me and identify with how I feel like about it. Like you feel like you did, you like found your planet, you know, like these are your people that want to talk at lengths about Queensryche and Tough. And no one else really wants to do that. Your friends from work don't want to do that, but we do.
That's it. We sure do. Well, before we take off out of here, wash your hands, wash your face, stay socially socially separated or whatever the hell.
Distanced.
Be nice to Rainy there, who's freaking out.
Yeah, the mail just came. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys, I was thinking today, in this post-apocalyptic world that we are living in, there's only two things that are going to survive, the cockroaches and the podcasters, because we're all in our basement. So thanks for listening. We will see you soon.
Grown Up Rock Podcast coming to you every Sunday, no matter who's having an apocalyptic meltdown. See ya.
Later.
Get ready to shuffle, rattle, and roll. Play us out, boys. Please make sure you subscribe to our podcast, Growing Up Rock, and leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a like and leave us a comment on Facebook at Growing Up Rock.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.